You are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host and our wonderful Head Start director, Jessica Coffey.
Oh, am I wonderful today?
You are wonderful today.
What a wonderful.
Just today. It's probably by the end of the show, it will not be wonderful. But welcome. What's
hey,
going on?
Not much, Cam. You know, just sitting here with you. Feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, right? We got to get back in the saddle.
Yeah.
And once we get started, it just runs. But, you know, we've been kind of coasting here for a minute.
Right.
So it's time to get back
so
to it.
So what you got? What are we talking about today?
I don't know. You been watching any sports?
A little bit.
You know what? This is just me. COVID ruined sports for me.
Why?
I don't know. Ever since COVID, I can't get back into sports like I was. I follow my team, but I very, you know, they could be playing. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, they playing. You know,
You know what? And for me, I think I watch more sports now than I did before COVID.
Really?
Yeah, because I ain't going outside.
Of course.
I'm not leaving the house. This is this is what's on TV. We
right.
watching it.
Right.
I like football though. I don't like basketball. You a basketball person, right?
Yeah. I like them both. Really.
but baby,
I ain't been watching nothing.
How about them cats?
What? Do I need to already? Anyway,
what?
No, we're not talking about that.
I'm just saying.
But you know what? I am glad that I was confused.
Uh-huh.
If the cats were Calipari or was the Calipari the cats. And I am pleased to know that the cats are the cats.
Yes.
Calipari or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
I think they've always been cats for me.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, but when you have, what, has it been a decade that he was here?
Someone of his caliber.
Of that caliber of, you know, because he did take it up a level.
Yeah.
But you are good to know that, you know, the cats are the cats. It's not Calipari's team. So,
like, if you're not watching sports, what are you doing?
Okay. I'm glad you asked.
Uh-huh.
You know, COVID, and so I'm into these series now, and I'm
like
telling
TV
you.
TV series?
Yes.
What are you watching?
Yellowstone. I just got caught up on that.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that is.
I know. There's this
is
one.
Is that like a Netflix?
No, it's actually, you know, I got the.
Since I said Netflix, if y'all want to be our sponsor, please do so.
Yeah, how about that? I've got this one app that I can get all of them anyway. So,
oh, okay.
But,
yeah.
Anyway, Cross.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that you want to watch.
See, where you're watching things like that, I'm mm-hmm. watching either football mm-hmm. or like Survivor reality shows. The Summit. Big Brother.
I can't stand them shows.
Oh my gosh, I love them.
I can't stand them shows because
I don't like the reality shows where people like live in the same place, like the Housewives and things like that. I don't even watch those.
Yeah, I don't
but
like them at
reality
all.
Shows where they put you in the desert with
drop you in the
you
in
don't
the,
even have a match. You got to find fish to eat.
Wow.
That's what I like.
That's what you like?
Yeah.
Now how do you think you would do in that? Oh, quick question. If you had to pick one person to be stranded on an island with,
uh-huh.
not connected, but to survive, who would mm-hmm. it be? I wish I had my music.
It'll probably be my daddy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we will survive.
You know, you just broke your mom's heart. And I'm gonna send her the show.
I couldn't survive with her living in the house. Okay.
Oh,
but my daddy,
yeah.
Listen, he gonna build us a fire. Mm-hmm. He gonna catch us some fish. He gonna complain that I'm not helping him, but he still gonna do it.
Mm.
That's who I need.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I'll be like, ooh, my leg hurt. I can't go out in that water and catch no fish.
No.
And he'll be like, okay,
no,
sit
no.
right there.
See, he can teach you. Today you about to learn today.
And you know he makes stuff up. He makes stuff up all the time. Like, I believe him.
What does that mean?
Like, he makes stuff up and I believe him, and mm-hmm. then I find out later it's not true. So I feel like if he was out on a desert island with me or wherever we mm-hmm. are, he gonna lie to me. Mm-hmm. I'ma believe it, and that's how we're gonna survive.
Because if Listen, you know the truth, then you going crazy.
Right, because guess what?
It's like, I can't
So when I was younger, he told me, if you sleep on a lot of pillows, you're going to have a hunchback, right?
Mm.
So I, like, from then, I stopped sleeping with pillows. So, you know, I don't sleep with pillows for real no more. And I think I went home as an adult.
Oh, my God.
And I said something. He was like, well, here's some pillows. I said, I don't sleep with pillows. He said, why not? I said, because you told me I would have a hunchback. And he said, you believe me?
Wow.
Yes, I believe everything you say.
Wow.
Everything. My daddy cannot tell me a lie, even if he's lying.
Wow.
He cannot tell me a lie.
Well, your feelings hurt when you found out about St. Nick.
Oh, no. I knew about, like, knew? When I got... Listen, I remember when I stopped believing. When I got this bike that I wanted,
uh-huh.
I said, thank you, Mama and Daddy.
And
they said, huh? I said, come on now. We know the truth.
Did you see it? Were you one
we know the truth.
Were you one that snuck in and got the gifts and stuff?
Oh, no. I did not sneak in. Because you know what? My parents... There were wrapped gifts under the tree uh-huh. that they bought. And then there were certain items that would be in the den mm-hmm. because Santa Claus came through the vents. We didn't have no fireplace.
Right.
So my daddy told me that Santa Claus came through the air vents and he put our stuff in that front room.
Uh-huh.
Once I saw that bike, I said, thank you, mother and father.
Wow.
Santa Claus didn't bring that bike through the vent. There's no way he could have brought that bike through the vent.
Oh, but you believe he could go through the vent. Okay.
Yeah.
What?
I said, Dad, you mean he don't come through the front door?
No.
And my daddy said, I ain't giving no another man the key to my door. I said, baby, the truth. You don't have
good.
To tell me.
That's good. It's time for a coffee break. Time for a coffee break.
Okay, so for today's coffee break, what I want to say is every day may not be good, but there is something good in every day.
Mm.
You know, sometimes we encounter days where we feel like everything is going wrong.
Everything.
But try to pick out something that is good about that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. You know, it's like that communication tip, you know, when before you say the negative, say two things positive type of thing. And it makes you think, you know, like, because you really ready to get to this negative. But let me think about something positive.
It's easy to go to the negative
first. It is, because that's the one that's impacting you the most.
Because sometimes I just have to be like, I have breath in my body. I have function of my limbs. I'm in my right mind.
Come on, you try to preach. Look at you trying to preach.
Because you know what? Sometimes the hard days feel like,
Yeah.
Almost like you feel suffocated.
Absolutely. And that's a sign, you know? We can't allow things to impact our lives like that. Especially, here's the thing that gets me, especially like with people, mm-hmm. right? You let people impact your life like that, but they don't even think about what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
You so mad about it, but it ain't even on their mind.
At all.
And they be like, I'm living rent free in your mind, but I ain't even think about you.
Losing sleep.
Come on. Yeah.
All right.
Yep, something positive.
Woo, honey. Let me say something positive.
Well, let's talk about this positive show we're going to have.
All right. Well, let me introduce you all to a wonderful guest. Like, I don't even know how long. I've been knowing her for quite some time now through Community Action.
Mm-hmm.
We have Miss Sparkle Steele.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are y'all
and
doing
today? We are excited. She is an employee at Community Action, but we want to talk about her journey today because she did not start off as an employee.
Wow.
I did not.
I've known Sparkle for quite some time as well through Community Action, but today I get to get a little inside glimpse. You know, you don't never know what people go through until they let you try on their shoes.
So we get in your business today.
That's okay. Y'all can be in my business.
Okay. So, Sparkles, I can go and say when I first met you, but I want you to tell us about how you got introduced to Community Action and what that looked like.
Okay, so first I got introduced through Community Action because I heard about Community Action offering a CDA class. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, so I moved here to Lexington, Kentucky, and it was just me and my four-year-old son. Well, he was three at the time. And so once I heard about it, I was like, a CDA, what is that? And I was like, I don't want to work for no daycare. That's what I assumed it was. I applied. Mm-hmm. And they tell me, like, well, we have child care for you, so just apply. And I completed the courses, and then
At the time, was he going anywhere?
No. They actually, okay. Community Action at the time, actually offered child care for me to complete my CDA. Uh-huh. So I had child care, and I complete the course, so I can obtain my credential.
Oh, good.
So I got a chance to obtain my credential, and after I obtained it, I was actually offered employment through mm-hmm. Community Action.
So wow.
Look at that.
Yeah, so I came in connect as a volunteer. The dots.
So when I first met Sparkles, she was in the CDA class, uh-huh. and I was going over something health, some topic of health, and I said, who is this? Because mm-hmm. she was like, ah! How y'all doing? What's your name? Hey, Miss Jessica. Like, I said, ooh, honey, I right. know my personality, but right. she got me beat times 10.
Right, right.
But no, that is the Sparkles is the prime example of why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was something that we wanted to implement, engaging our families.
Right.
And I mean, Sparkles took that and ran with it.
She took it and ran with uh-huh. it.
That's because it opened up different opportunities. When I first came in, I didn't have nothing. Mm-hmm. And to see the growth that could come along with just getting your CDA, it wasn't just a CDA. I became a teacher, and mm-hmm. it opened up other doors for me.
Yeah. So talk about, you know, just what avenues that opened up for you.
After I became a teacher, I started seeing different positions in the company. That I really wanted to work with. Like, I didn't just want to be a teacher. I wanted more because they offered so much more. So they had a position for a pathway specialist. I already worked with the families and the teachers, but I wanted to do something different. So I applied, and I started being a pathway specialist. And I did that for about a year or two. But they had more opportunities. Even working with my families, I got a chance to obtain my credential for a family strength-based credential. So mm-hmm. that opened up my horizons even more.
So in each aspect, you're not only going to another level, but you're also learning in that level that is taking you to another level.
And learning about myself also. It brought so much growth, confidence, because I was trapped at one thing, not knowing the door was being opened for me to pursue other goals that I can go. So along with me just having to help and just seeing it for myself, I just got a chance to do it. And so I was excited because it opened up the door. Like, oh, I get my CDA. So now I obtain my CDA. And now I'm in the pathway specialist where I can get my strength-based credential. That was something new to me because I hadn't been to school. I've been graduated for so long. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about having another credential behind my name or how far it could get me.
Right.
So just having that, it was just like, wow. And it actually, having that credential actually got me to the point where I'm at now, to where I want to work with families inside of the social work field. So it really opened up my horizons in a bigger way.
So tell us how some of that was something that you applied to your own children.
It was hard. It was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first things I always bring up is we teach the kids about emotions, having mm-hmm. emotions. And I wasn't used to that because when I was brought up, we got told you stay in the kids' place. You don't have no feelings. You don't have nothing. Mm-hmm. It was one day I did something and my son said, "You hurt my feelings." And I looked at him like, "Huh?" And he said, "I don't like that." And I was like, "Where did you get
right.
that from? Like,
where's that coming from?"
And he said, "School." And I went back to school and I said, "Y'all teaching my son to talk back to me and I don't like it." And she said, "No, we're teaching him to have feelings. That's how they cope with emotions.
And expressing.
Yes, he's able to tell you how he feels, whether he's happy or sad." And I was like, "Okay." So it actually taught me how I can teach my son and understand that he do have emotions and feelings also.
But also that it's okay for you to express your emotions and feelings as well.
To him as well.
Yeah.
Okay, Sparks. Look, I'm going to change your name. Look, Sparkle, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We are doing the show called...
Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking. We'll be right back after the break.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly, so to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Are listening to Look Who's Talking, and we're sitting here today with Sparkle Steels.
Sparkle,
yes, and we are talking about her journey. We all up in her business today because we want to know, like, Sparkles has had an community action evolution, yeah, where we've seen, you know, where she started and where she is now. And it's just amazing to know that, you know, Community Action and the Head Start program has impacted her life and her children's life. So we're just kind of, again, getting in her business. So, Sparkles, you've talked about your, I guess we want to say your come up. Because, you know, you started off with being a volunteer, then being in our CDA program, then getting hired, then even moving from different positions.
What is your family saying during this time?
That's a good question. So I would not be where I'm at today if it wasn't for my family. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of support. Actually, my mom... kept my daughter for me for COVID. When COVID shut everything down, my mom really wanted me to go back to school to get a degree. Mm. And at the time, I had two kids, and I was like, it's hard. I work a full-time job. Yeah. I have a son full-time that's in sports. I just couldn't make it possible. And she said, do me one favor. I keep her. Just go to school. Mm. Get your degree. I went, got my degree,
mm-hmm,
went back, and I got my daughter back.
Wow.
So, anything I need, my family will be right there to support me because they understand where I'm trying to get to, mm-hmm, and I'm trying to get there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So what I want to, like, say if there is someone who comes to you or even listening right now and may feel like they were in a predicament that you were in where, okay, I have kids, I have a full-time job, I would like to go back to school, I don't know if it's possible. What kind of encouragement would you give that person?
It's definitely possible. For me, it took prayer. I have to say that I have my days. I have plenty of days.
Mm-hmm.
It's stressful because I have to plan out my kids, my job, schooling, and still make sure that my mental is on point. I pray, and mm-hmm. I know that I see the end goal. I know that I'm trying to get somewhere, and I also know we have ups and downs, and have your support team ready.
Mm.
Be truthful with yourself. Understand everything is not going to go how you want it to go.
Right.
And just like your affirmation you said earlier, some things might be negative, but look at the bright side of it. Mm-hmm. Take that bad and turn it into a good. It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I knew I wanted to get it done, and I knew who I was doing it for, and it was not just for me. Mm-hmm. It was for my kids and for my family. I can show them, don't never give up is what I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep you pushing. Learn your biggest lessons through your trials, not your wins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you are going through something, that's when character is built. That's when resilience is built. That's right. When you understand who you really are.
And I had to be broken.
Yeah.
I think during this trial, it opened me up to making me want more, something that I did not want. I was hungry for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I'm in my hunger stage. So now once you see that you can complete what you're going after and you give yourself that confidence, because that's a big thing. Self-confidence is where you have to have it. Nobody's going to pour inside of you but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I figured out, like, this is all you.
Mm-hmm.
Pick yourself up and come on. You got to do this. I'm just excited to get there because I'm really, really hungry for it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All my actions is going leading to that. So I might bite a little bit because I really want it because I'm mm-hmm. here. I could see it. I could taste it.
Mm.
So it's a reward.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's great.
So are there any, how did you, or were there any folks who like influenced you on your journey? What are some of the positive things they said to you?
One person, I have to point this person out because during my journey, doing school, not only just working, would be Keisha Richardson, my mm-hmm. boss. I came into this position not knowing nothing,
mm-hmm.
Not just trying to get myself together. And she said, no, you're going to get here. Let me tell you something. I'm going to support you. You're going to be here. You're going to get here. And I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it shocked me. Just a phone call, hey, I'm here. Just even my family, my friends, just people just saying, I'm here if you need me.
Yeah.
Being stressful, people understanding, I get that you work. I get that you going through your day-to-day. They understand where my mind frame is at during this time. My family and friends and my coworkers
mm-hmm.
are the people who I talk to every day that remind me of where I'm going and why I'm doing it, especially my kids. So
yeah.
Everybody pulled in, but my main support to get where I'm at, she pushed me.
Yeah.
I never had a supervisor push me to the point to where I had to realize my own greatness with inside of
Ooh,
me. So
yep.
She poured inside of me even when I didn't feel like it,
mm-hmm.
even when I didn't see it, she reminded me. And sometimes you need that little That's bit of reminder
need. Yeah,
because you forget who you are. And
right.
it's like, oh, well, thank you. I needed that. And so it pushed me.
Mm-hmm.
It pushed me and my kids.
So. And you know, you wouldn't be able to be pushed like that if you weren't transparent with those people about where you were. You know, on the bad days, I'm sure you communicated, look, today's not the day, you know?
It's hard. It's hard because people want you to be in this good light, and you are. I'm doing such a great thing in my life, my journey, and it comes with, the bad come with it. So mm-hmm. it's like I have to critique it because I have grown.
Yeah.
So I have to show my skills and take what I learned and apply that of where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm.
So your journey didn't end there, though.
No.
Let's get back to it. What else has happened with you?
After I received my credential for strength-based, I became the family advocate. I love to recruit. I love talking to people. Honey,
she loves talking to people.
I'm just like, put me out there. I'm ready. Bring them all in. Send me the people. Like, mm-hmm. let me go do the job because I'm a people person.
Yeah.
I'll talk to anybody. Just give it to me. And I know how to sell our program. I know exactly what we are looking for. I know the criteria. So what better person who know that? Send me on out mm-hmm. there. And so after I did that for a while, I still was hungry. It wasn't enough for me.
Wow.
I seen my team go through a change, and I seen them down. And just because I was a part of a team, it affected me.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked for more. Put it all on me. And I knew at the time, was I ready? No. Because I was still trying to go through school and finish, still get my child, still work, and still have everything lined up. But I seen somewhere at my team to where we failed, and it affected everybody and that whole agency. And I just, it didn't sit well with me.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be a part of Slack. I don't come from slackers or slacking. We are a program of excellence, and I had to show that. And I wanted to show my part of where I grown at. I wanted to show them, look at me. Right. Let me show you where I have grown from, where I came from. Mm-hmm. Let me show you who I am now. And you appreciate this person even more because I'm going to give you even more because what I got.
Ooh. So. Come on, you preaching.
Okay.
All right. We still ain't there. We still ain't there. Where else did we go?
After that, I then became a family community specialist, and that's on a compliance team. And that's why that's what I wanted. That's where I best fit at. But the funny part is I still ain't done.
Uh-oh.
I'm still hungry.
Come on, say it.
For more. And it's funny because I was like, I don't want to do this, and I don't want to be no manager, and I don't want this. And we say all of these things before we really get into play. And when you really sit back and look at it, you done half of the stuff that you think that you can't do.
Right.
You done displayed it. You done did it. And so now I'm at the top. I ain't there yet, but I'm almost there. And so I want more. My next move is to become a manager. I'm going to show my manager skills. I'm going to show my leadership skills. I want to show people where I came from because it's not easy. And this is our statement. You took a person off the street because that's really where I came from and grew me, not only educational, physical, emotionally. I became this woman that I never, ever thought that I can be, and it came with the help of everybody putting it in, whether it was good or bad. It all played a part of my journey.
So you said mama took baby girl so you could get to school. Did you accomplish that too?
Yes, I graduated.
Shut up.
What degree?
In human services, and now I'm about to graduate in August with my bachelor's of social work.
Come on.
And then I enrolled back in school so I can get my master's in education.
Wow.
Come on now. I have, honey, end the show.
Look, okay. I know.
We done.
Because advocacy is something that I'm big on. And it really, going through the courses of that community action has offered me not only to work but to get my extra learning, it helped me put me in a position of where I want to go in life. And so now I know I want to advocate for children.
Right.
I love it. And so that's where I'm geared towards. So I'm excited because I get that opportunity to work in the field that I want to go to and that I'm going to.
Wow. Sparkles. What a,
okay.
What a testimony. I mean, that's just really impressive that you're driven. Your mind, your goal set, and your mind is set on your goals. And I applaud you. I wish I'm gonna change my things. I'm gonna put some applause in here so we can have some applause. But yeah, I applaud the effort. And you know, just like you said, there are good days, there are bad days. Don't look at Sparkle's journey and just think it was all roses.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we'll have to get another half hour to talk about that. But,
right.
But, yeah, you know, applaud, you know, and keep striving. Yeah.
You got to believe in yourself and you have other people believing in you because that's where I got to. Once I seen people believing in me, it gave me more.
Yeah.
Once I seen that I could show them I could do this and they start putting their trust in me, I wanted it even more.
Because they can't believe in you more than you believe in yourself.
That's true. And you only give them what you show them. So if I show my best, this is what you're going to get.
Yep.
Wow. Well, end the show. Just
I
end
told
it.
You I didn't have nothing else.
I ain't got nothing else on that.
She ended the show. Okay.
Oh, Sparkles, it is a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you.
What is your position right now?
I'm a family community specialist.
All right, so when you need to get in and talk with Sparkles, just how can we reach you?
My office is inside of Berea. So you can get the office number for you.
We're going to give you that 859-233-4600. Nashville Sparkles. Sparkles will talk to you. She going to talk to you, right?
Yes. Call me. Call me.
All right. Well, that's the show. Thank you to Sparkles for being on the show.
All right.
What you got, JC?
Nothing.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
You've been listening to Look Who's Talking.